2. Shun a woman wise in magic. They waited for a long minute. Then Thorkell walked over and carefully pushed the musty cloth. It gave under his hand. "There's a space here," he muttered. "No wall." As there was no sound, he pulled the deep folds of the hanging apart and slipped inside. After a quick look round, Jessa followed. In the dimness, they saw a stone archway in the wall, and beyond that, a staircase twisting up. Footsteps were climbing it, lightly.
"I told you," Jessa whispered. "Who is it?" "I don't know. Probably..."
Then he stopped. Behind them, someone had come into the hall, someone silent, without footsteps, someone who froze the air. Jessa felt sudden crystals harden on her face and mouth, felt a cold numbness that pierced her skin. Thorkell was still. Frost glistened on his lips.
"It's Godrun," he breathed.
And as if the walker on the stairs had heard him, the footsteps stopped and began to come back down. Suddenly, Jessa had never felt so afraid. Her heart thudded. She wanted to run, had to fight to hold herself still, clenching her fingers into fists. Before them, the footsteps came closer. Behind in the hall, some terrible coldness loomed. Grabbing at Thorkell, she tugged him between the heavy tapestries and the wall. There was a black...